大家好，新年快乐 ，Happy New Year! It's good to be here. Happy New Year! It's good to be here.
新年快乐，很高兴在这里。
This is our translator Zi Kuan. Would you give him a hand?
这是翻译员 Zi Kuan。
As we kickstart the year, we want to talk about the centrality of the cross.
在开始呢，我们要来谈十字架的核心。
A theologian once said that as Christians, we never move on from the cross, but we grow in a deeper understanding of the cross.
有一个神学家说到呢，我们并没有办法脱离十字架，而是对它有更深刻的了解。
Many, many years ago, mankind think that the sun revolves around the earth.
很多年以前呢，人以为这个太阳是绕着地球旋转的。
We all know that that's wrong.
那大家我们知道这是错的。
But actually, the Earth and the other planets revolve around the sun.
其实呢，是地球还有其他星球绕着太阳旋转。
And the gravity pull of the sun makes sure that the planet doesn't go off tangent and doesn't crash into one another.
而就是太阳的这个引力呢，确保所有的星球呢不会相撞纠缠。
The sun is at the center of it all.
那这个太阳呢，就是这一切的中心。
Sometimes we put ourselves in the center of our life.
那有时呢，我们把自己摆在我们世界的中心。
We think that other people and the world revolve around us.
我们觉得其他人所有的事情都是绕着我们旋转。
Maybe it's not us, but it could be our pride, it could be our greed, it could be money, it could be fame.
可能不是我们的人，但是呢，是我们的这个高傲、这个金钱的欲望等。
Or it could be love and relationship in the center of our life.
又或者是爱的关系呢，在我们的生命核心。
And over time, we will find that the different areas of our life begin to go off tangent and begin to have clashes with one another.
那但是我们会渐渐的发现，我们生活中其他的领域呢，会渐渐的纠缠在一起，甚至相撞在一起。
Because ourselves, love, money, they have never been meant to be at the center of life.
因为呢，我们对自己、对爱、对钱的爱，这些都不应该成为我们生命的核心。
As we put the cross in the center of it all, it ensures areas of our life that goes in order.
而是当我们把十字架放为我们生命的核心时，我们生命中其他领域才会规划好。
Apostle Paul says this in Colossians.
那保罗呢，在哥罗西书说到。因为万物都是借着他创造的，天上的、地上的、有形的、无形的、作王的、统治的、执政的、掌权的，一切都是借着他，也是为了他而创造的。他存在在万物之前，万物都靠着他而维系。
I like the phrase that talks about it holds all things together.
我很喜欢他说到，就是万物都靠着他而维系。
Just like the sun holds all the planet together.
就好像太阳牵引着所有的星球。
When we put the cross in the center of it all, it holds our life together.
当我们把十字架放在我们生命的核心时，它维系其他的领域。
And that's the heartbeat of our prayer and fasting.
这也是我们这个禁食祷告的中心。
This series, we will take a look at the life of the different people as they encounter the cross, how their lives are being transformed.
这个正道系列我们会看不同的人群，当他们与十字架相遇时，这十字架怎样改变他们的生命。
Because when we truly encounter the cross, we cannot help but change.
因为当我们真正经历十字架的大能时，我们必然会改变。
We're going to talk about Nicodemus today.
我们今天会来谈尼哥德慕。
Now, who is Nicodemus?
谁是尼哥德慕呢？
First of all, he's a Pharisee.
首先他是法利赛人。
When we mention the word Pharisee, maybe we think that he's someone very religious, always condemning people, but he's not like that.
但当我们提到法利赛人的时候，可能一般上我们会觉得他是一个很宗教、很指责别人的。
In fact, as we read more about him, we begin to realize that he's actually a very good man.
但是当我们越深刻了解尼哥德慕的时候，会发现他是一个好人。
Number one, he is a ruler of a Jews.
他呢也是犹太人的官。
He has of high status.
他呢是有很高阶级的。
He is very wise.
他也很聪明。
He's a very moral, upright person.
他呢在道德方面也做得很好。
He is very well respected.
他受到大家的敬仰。
And he's also a member of this Jewish council called Sanhedrin.
那他也是这个犹太公会的一个成员。
And Sanhedrin is made up of about 70 rulers.
这个公会呢是由70个人所成立的。
So in the whole of nation of Israel, Nicodemus is one of the 70 leaders that govern the whole nation.
所以呢，在这七十人当中，这个尼哥德慕呢，他是又是他们的领导。
And he's also a teacher.
他也是以色列人教师。
So he's understood scripture. He has been studying and memorizing scripture since he was young.
所以呢，他对经文的了解非常深刻，从小就开始学习。
And he's probably a man of advanced in years, matured in his years.
所以呢，他可能是一个在他年龄上更加成熟的人。
Why I say he's a good man because of all that he is, but also he was willing to come to this Jesus.
那为什么说他是好人呢？因为即使他有这样子的背景，但是他依然愿意来到耶稣面前。
Remember, Jesus was 30 years old, and potentially half of his age.
那要记得，耶稣当时只是30岁左右，而可能只是他一半的岁数。
And Jesus was the son of a carpenter, an uneducated man.
而耶稣呢，也是木匠的儿子，是一个没有受过教育的。
For Nicodemus to come to Jesus, it talks about his heart that is he fears God and the heart that's soft towards seeking truth.
而尼哥德慕呢，却愿意来到耶稣面前去谈论他心里对神的恐惧，然后还有对神的渴望。
Let's see the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus.
让我们看他们两人的对话。 在约翰福音第3章1到2节，有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥德慕，是犹太人的官。一天晚上，他来见耶稣，说：“老师，我们知道你是上天差来教导人的，因为如果没有上帝的同在，没有人能行你所行的神迹。”So
Nicodemus have been watching Jesus.
所以这个尼哥德慕一直在看着耶稣，listening
to his message, seeing the miracles that he performed.
他也听着耶稣的教导，然后还有看到他行神迹。So
Nicodemus know the Old Testament.
所以呢，尼哥德慕是知道旧约的。He
thought that potentially could Jesus be the Messiah that we have been waiting for.
所以他一直在想，这个耶稣救会不会是就是他们在等的救世主？But
he decided to come to him at night because he didn't want to be seen by other people.
那他决定到夜晚来探访耶稣，因为他不要其他人看到。
And his conversation with Jesus potentially is the most life-changing conversation for him.
而这段对话呢，也许是对尼哥德慕来说是最改变生命的一个对话。
You know the most famous quoted verse in the Bible, John 3:16.
那最出名的很多人这个引用的这一个经文，约翰福音第3章第16节。
That says, "For God so loved the world." You know that verse?
就是神爱世人那个经文。
That was the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus.
那就是发生在这个尼哥德慕和耶稣的对话当中。
But Jesus knew Nicodemus' heart before he could ask the question. So Jesus answered him first.
所以呢，耶稣先回答他的话。Jesus
says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不重生，就不能看见上帝的国。Nicodemus
must have been stunned by Jesus' answer.
尼哥德慕应该有受到一个很大的震惊。He
was expecting Jesus to say, "Nicodemus, you are already in the kingdom of God."
他可能会期待耶稣说，尼哥德慕，你为上帝做得很好。He
expect Jesus to say, "No problem, you are wholesale, okay?"
然后他可能会期待耶稣说，哦，你没有问题，你做得很好。He
was expecting Jesus to give him a pat on the back and encourage him.
可能呢，他也期待耶稣拍拍他的背，然后鼓励他。
He would have expected Jesus to say, "You are either in the kingdom of God or you are almost there."
还有或者期待耶稣说，哦，你已经进入了神的国度，或者即将到达。But
instead, Jesus told him, "You are nowhere near."
但是耶稣却告诉他，你一点都不靠近。Jesus
says, "You have to be born again to see the kingdom of God."
耶稣说，你必须重生才能见到上帝的国。Have
you guys wondered what does it mean?
你们是否好奇这代表什么呢？
Nicodemus, the teacher of the law, also wondered the same thing.
尼哥德慕也是很好奇这什么意思，所以在约翰福音第3章第4到6节，尼哥德慕说：“人老了怎么能重生呢？难道要再进母腹生一次吗？”耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你，人如果不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进上帝的国。”The
word born again means to be born anew or to be born from above.
那重生呢，就是指新生或者是来自天上的重生。
Born of the water, born of the Spirit means that we are washed and renewed and cleansed by the Spirit.
那从水和圣灵重生呢，就是让水还有圣灵来洁净，然后更新我们。
One example is that when you have a dead body, it's not about changing clothes on a dead body.
就比如说有一个尸体，你并不是为着尸体穿上新的衣服。
It's about the dead person coming alive, being born again.
而是这尸体呢，重新的复活起来。
It's not about reform, but it's about rebirth.
也不是重新组装，而是重新生出。
Because reform is man's work, but rebirth is the work of the Spirit.
因为重新组装是我们人做的，但是重生却是圣灵做的。
So Nicodemus continued that conversation.
然后，在约翰福音第3章第9到10节，尼哥德慕又问：“这怎么可能呢？”耶稣说：“你是以色列人的教师，还不明白这事吗？” 然后第十四节，摩西在旷野怎样举起铜蛇，人子也必照样被举起，叫一切信他的人都得永生。
Potentially, Nicodemus may feel a bit anxious, or he may feel a bit confused.
那可能呢，当下尼哥德慕呢是有点担心，还有一点害怕的。
Because the whole life he has been a good person, the whole life he has been a moral person, the whole life he has been religious.
因为呢，他一生当中他都是一个有道德的好人，然后过后又很信奉宗教。
And now Jesus is telling him that you are nowhere near. You have to be born again.
但是耶稣却告诉他，你一点点不靠近，你必须重生。
That's why he asked, "How can it be?"
所以尼哥德慕，这怎么可能？
Have you ever wondered in our lives, especially in our Malaysian Chinese culture, we have this do good mentality.
那你是否有好奇，尤其是我们华人传统，又是有这做好事的习俗。
Growing up, we are taught by our parents, by our teacher, that you have to be a good person, a moral person.
那从小到大呢，我们都被教导，我们必须成为好人，有道德的人。
Those things are good.
这些是好的。
But when it comes to Jesus, when it comes to coming into the kingdom of God, Jesus is saying that it is nowhere near.
但是来到耶稣面前，来到神的国度，这一切呢都不会让你更加靠近。
None of our good deeds, none of our moral character meets God's standard.
不，我们所有做的好事，我们的所有的道德呢，都没有办法到达神的等级。
So Jesus was referencing an incident in the Old Testament, thousands of years ago, about a time that is mentioned in Numbers, the book of Numbers.
那这耶稣呢，就是引用了千多年前记载在民数记这旧约圣经当中的一个故事。
And that story was the people of Israel were sinning against God.
那这个故事是关于当时候以色列人呢，就是背叛神。
They were complaining, they were ungrateful towards God and towards Moses.
他们呢，对摩西还有神呢，就是很多抱怨，然后不感恩。
So God was so upset that God sent poisonous snakes to bite them and they die.
而神生气呢，所以就让这毒蛇进入到他们当中来咬他们。
It was sort of like a picture of today that sin brings death in our life.
就如我们现在的这个生活当中，罪带了死亡来到我们生命当中。
So God, out of His grace, told Moses, "You make a bronze serpent and put it on a pole and put it upwards."
那神出于恩典呢，就告诉摩西，他去造一个铜蛇，然后放在这个杖上面举起来。
It says, whoever look at the bronze snake will live and will not die.
而那些人看着这个铜蛇的时候，他们就不会死。
And all they need to do is to look and they will live.
而他们所要做的就是看一眼蛇，然后就可以保住性命。
They don't have to do anything. They don't have to, they don't have to run and touch the pole. They don't have to do a dance around it.
他们并不需要奔向那个柱子，然后呢，也不需要在周围跳舞。
They just need to obey, to look, and then they will live.
他们只需要遵守神的话，然后看着那铜蛇。
So Jesus was referencing this when he talks to Nicodemus.
所以呢，耶稣在对尼可德慕说的时候呢，他就引用了这个事件。
Similarly, in the verse Isaiah, it says, "Look to me, and you will be saved."
也如以赛亚书所记载的，就是归向我吧，你们必蒙拯救。
That's the same word again, look.
那这里英文词也说到的是看。
I want to tell a story about this.Preacher by the name of Charles Spurgeon.
那我要分享一个关于这个牧者，他叫做查理斯。
He was a 15-year-old boy.
查理斯呢是十五岁的小孩。
This is in the 1980s. The 1800s.
这是十八世纪时代。
And it was such a storm and snowstorm that he couldn't make it to where he wanted to go.
那当时他要去一个地方，但是呢，半路却遇到了暴风雪。
So he decided to take shelter in a small church.
所以呢，他就在附近的一个小教堂当中的躲藏。
And a small church has very little people, less than 20 people.
那当时这小教会呢，有很少人，少过20人。
And the preacher that was supposed to preach in the church couldn't make it because of the storm as well.
而当时的牧者呢，并没有因为这个暴风雪没有办法到那里来讲道。
I guess it haven't happened here before, huh? Snowstorm, maybe traffic jam, we cannot make it in time, but that's what happened. So there was no preacher in that church.
所以当时在那个教堂当中呢，就没有人可以讲到。
So an old man took the stage.
而当时呢，就有一个老人老来到台上。
And the old man could barely read, but he read the verse of the day, which is this verse in Isaiah.
那当时候呢，他并没有办法很好的阅读，但是呢，他就读了这一个以赛亚书这段经文。
And Charles Spurgeon was saying that this man looks like either he's a shoe cobbler or he's a tailor or something because he could hardly read.
当时呢,查理斯就觉得这个人呢,可能就是一个鞋匠之类的,因为他好像不太会读。
After reading this verse, he says that all you need to do is look.
那当时他读完这段经文说呢,之后就说呢,你所需要做的只是看。
He said you don't have to lift a finger.
你不需要举起一根手指。
You don't have to go to college to look.
你不需要去到大学读书。
You can be the biggest fool and still look.
你可以成为最大的, 愚者, 然后依然看向神。
You don't have to earn £1,000 and look.
你不需要赚取了一千英镑来才可以看。
A child can look, an old person can look.
查理斯可以看, 我们一样可以看。
A rich person can look, a poor person can look.
有钱人或者穷人都可以看。
A healthy person can look, a sick person can look.
一个健康的人或者是一个生病的人都能看。
And the old man continued to say, many of you look to yourself.
那这老人就继续说到, 你们当中很多人只看自己。
He says, don't look to yourself because there is no salvation there.
但是不要看向你自己, 因为你自己当中并没有救赎。
He says, look to Jesus.
看向耶稣, 他说。
And then he turned to the young man, Charles Spurgeon.
然后呢,他就转向这个小男孩查理斯。
And Charles Spurgeon was a little bit like taken aback because the preacher is looking at him now.
然后查理斯就有点受宠若惊,因为这个牧者在看着他。
And he says, young man, you look miserable.
然后这老人就说, 小男孩,你看起来有点迷茫。
And indeed, he was feeling miserable.
当时确实查理斯是觉得有些迷茫的。
And the old man says, you will always be miserable, miserable in life and miserable in death.
然后这个老人就说,你会一直的迷茫,在你生命当中迷茫,在你死亡当中也迷茫。
Unless you obey the verse, if you obey now, if you look to Jesus, you will be saved.
除非呢,你能够遵从这个经文,你现在如果归向耶稣,你就可以得到拯救。
Now Charles Spurgeon, he says that he was ready to do 50 things to be saved.
那当时查理斯就说,他其实愿意做50件事情来得到拯救。
But it's not about what we do. What we need to do is to look and to believe.
但是呢,并不是关于我们所做的东西,我们只是需要看向耶稣,然后相信他。
And he said that day he looked to Jesus.
而他就当时就看向耶稣。
And he looked and he believed.
他就看向耶稣,然后相信。
He looked and he repented.
他看向,然后过后就要去。
He says suddenly something happened in his heart.
然后当他忏悔的时候,他心里面发生了改变。
He says, the cloud was gone, the darkness has rolled away.
他说呢,就好像乌云散开, 然后呢,
and he went on for 40 years, he's preaching the word to thousands and thousands of thousands of people.
然后接下来40年,他用他的生命继续去传道, 传了,千,
maybe Nicodemus was willing to do 50 things also to enter the kingdom of God.
或许呢,
but Jesus is telling him that you are nowhere near.
但是呢,耶稣去告诉他,你一点都没有办法靠近。
And then that's where Jesus delivered the famous John 3:16 verse.
而且就是当时哦,耶稣引用了这个约翰福音第三章第十六节,因为上帝爱世人,甚至将他独一的儿子赐给他们,叫一切信他的人不至灭亡,反得永生。上帝差他的儿子来到世上,不是要定世人的罪,而是要借着他的儿子拯救世人。
Now we don't know what Nicodemus' reaction is.
然后我们并不知道尼哥德慕他过后的反应。
The Bible didn't say what happened to him.
然后呢,圣经也没有记载过他发生什么事。
But this verse tells us that God loved, so he gave.
但是这经文告诉我们,神爱,所以他给予。
We believe, so we receive.
我们相信,然后所以才得到。
It's about being rebirthed, not religion.
重生并非宗教。
It's to look, not to do.
而是专注我们的目光,并非我们所做的事。
It's to believe, not to behave.
是我们的信靠,而不是我们的行为。
The Bible did not say that those who whoever behave in him or whoever do good will be saved.
这段经文没有说到那些做好事的人就能够得到救赎。
It didn't say those who pray a lot or those who serve a lot.
也没有说到你做很多的祷告,然后很多的服事。
It says the word whoever believes.
他说的是相信他的人。
God loved, so he gave. We believe, so we receive.
神爱,所以他赐予,我们信,所以我们领受。
Now, Nicodemus was not mentioned a lot in the Bible. John chapter 7 was briefly mentioned that he was in the trial when Jesus was brought to the court.
约翰福音第七章大概有说到呢，当耶稣被带到这个审判的时候，他就在那一边。
And he defended Jesus by saying that everybody deserves a fair trial.
他呢有为这个耶稣来辩护呢，寻求一个公平的对待。
But in John 19, we read about Nicodemus again.
然后呢，在约翰福音第十九章呢，我们再次读到这个尼哥德慕的故事。
By this time, Jesus is already being crucified.
在这时候呢，耶稣已经死了。
The disciples have run away.
很多信徒呢都已经离开了。
And Nicodemus and his friend Joseph of Arimathea came to the picture.
那当时候呢，这个尼哥德慕和他的一个有亚利马太人约瑟就来到这里。
Let's read this verse.
在约翰福音第十九章三十八到三十九节，这些事以后，有一个亚利马太人约瑟来求比拉多要领耶稣的身体，因为怕犹太人，就暗暗的做耶稣的门徒。比拉多批准了，他便把耶稣的身体领去。从前夜间来见耶稣的尼哥德慕也来了，带着没药和沉香混合的香料，约有三十二公斤。
You know, when someone was crucified on the cross, it'sVery rare to ask for the body.
那通常呢，在十字架上面受死之后呢，一般商人不会去领他的尸体。
Because the person who crucified on the cross is the worst of the criminal.
因为呢，通常在十字架上受死的人呢，都是一个很重的罪犯。
No one dared to even claim the body.
没有人敢去领他的尸体。
They don't want to anger the Roman.
他们不要激起这个罗马的人。
The body will be left to rot and left to be eaten by birds and animals.
他们呢会让这身体在那边腐烂，然后呢被动物吃掉。
And this Jesus, remember at that time, we didn't know he's going to rise again.
那当时候呢，耶稣我们并不知道他还会复活。
Jesus was a so-called a leader of a new movement who was killed and crucified.
那当时候在他们的眼光，耶稣呢就是一个全新运动的领导人，死在那边了。
All his disciples have run away.
他的门徒全部都跑开了。
It will be so stupid and so dangerous to be associated with him.
所以呢，跟他有扯上关系呢，是一个很笨、很不好的事情。
A person who associated as his follower will potentially be killed.
因为呢，如果跟他扯上关系呢，可能也会被杀害。
But you have these two persons, Joseph and Nicodemus.
但是呢，我们来有这里两个人 ，Joseph 跟这个尼哥德慕。
And Nicodemus, a high status person, a rich person, an influential person, respected person, was willing to sacrifice it all to claim the body.
而这个尼哥德慕呢，他是一个有身份、有地位、有金钱的人，但他却愿意为了得到这个耶稣的身体去牺牲。
Now, how do you know that we are being born again?
那我们张忠是否知道我们可以重生
？The best evidence is really a transformed life, a life changed.
最简单的这个证据呢，就是我们重生之后的改变。
And we could see that Nicodemus' life changed because John 3, he was coming to Jesus at night. But now John chapter 19, he was outrightly opening, publicly declaring that he is his follower and was willing to ask for the body.
我们可以看到尼哥德慕的改变，因为呢，在约翰第三章的时候，他是夜晚偷偷的来的，但是来到第十九章的时候，他却在众目睽睽之下来到这里去领取耶稣的尸体。
And he brought so expensive ingredient, the myrrh and aloes, to embalm the body before there was being buried.
而且呢，他也愿意带了这么多的这个香料，有没药，有沉香。
Those are very expensive.
这些在当时是非常昂贵的。
And Joseph and Nicodemus was personally embalming the dead body.
而尼哥底母跟这个耶稣呢，就他们亲自包裹了这个耶稣的尸体。
Nicodemus was willing to sacrifice it all.
尼哥底母愿意牺牲所有的一切。
His status, his life, and potentially his life as well.
他的生命，他的身份，甚至他的性命。
You know, if I'm Nicodemus,
如果我是尼哥德慕
I would have waited 3 days.
我会等三天之后
just to be sure. Oh, he rose again. Okay, now I'm confirmed that he is the Son of God.
确保呢，真的是看到耶稣复活了，然后就哦，他真的是神的儿子。
Nicodemus was the teacher of the law, so he knew scripture that potentially that this man will be risen again.
这个尼哥德慕他是一个老师，他非常了解经文，所以呢，他知道也许这个男人就是会复活。
So if I'm Nicodemus, I would have waited.
所以呢，如果我是尼哥德慕的话，我就等三天来确保。
But Nicodemus did not. He gave it all. He sacrificed it all.
但是尼哥德慕没有等，他却愿意牺牲一切。
When we truly encounter the cross, we cannot help but go all in. We cannot help to sacrifice it all.
当我们真正经历十字架时，我们必然会全然的投入。
Fully committed, no holds barred, no turning back, giving it up all.
完全的投入，然后并没有保留，然后全心完全无悔的做。
Elizabeth Elliot said this. She is a missionary, and her husband Jim Elliot was killed when doing mission work.
伊丽莎白呢是传教士，她的先生呢，就是在传教的过程当中被杀害。
The husband Jim Elliot was killed by a tribe when he was reaching out to them, and he was speared by the very people that he wanted to reach out to.
他的先生金呢，在传要宣教到一个新的这个族群的时候呢，就是在当时候呢被插死的。
And the wife continued the mission work.
而他的太太也继续的做传教。
And this is what she said. She says, "To be a follower of the crucified means."
这是他所说的。他说呢，成为这个十字架的追随者。
Sooner or later, a personal encounter with the cross.
那迟早呢，一定会经历十字架。
And the cross will always entail loss and sacrifice.
那这十字架呢，必然带来一些牺牲。
The great symbol of Christianity means sacrifice.
而基督徒重大的意义就是在于牺牲。
It says no one calls himself a Christian can avoid this fact.
如果我们称自己为基督徒呢，并没有办法脱离这一切。
So Nicodemus, when he was being born again, there was a renewing in the spirit, and we could see that in John 19, he sacrificed, he went all in.
所以呢，当尼哥德慕得到这个重生的时候呢，在十九章我们看到他愿意牺牲一切。
When all his disciples ran away, he showed up.
当其他的信徒都离开的时候，他却出现了。
You know, we never hear of Nicodemus again.
那我们就再也没有提到尼哥德慕了。
The Book of Acts, the early church, Nicodemus was no mention.
在传道士，然后早期的教会都没有提到这个尼哥德慕。
I wonder how many.Countless men and women of faith is like that.
我呢好奇有多少其他人没有被记载的人是像尼哥德慕有这样的信心。
In 2015, I went for a mission trip to Nepal.
在2015年呢，我去到尼泊尔做宣教。
It was just 6 months after the great earthquake of Nepal.
那当时候呢是大概六个月的地震之后。
So I was having a conversation with a missionary, long-term missionary there.
然后呢，我就在那边跟一个长期的传教士交谈。
There was a man from the Philippines in his late 20s.
这个菲律宾人大概是二十岁左右。
And I was having a conversation with him, and I found out that back home he was an engineer.
然后呢，我跟他交谈过程当中才知道，在家乡呢，他是一个工程师。
And he gave everything up, and he went to the Nepal, and he was there for 7-8 years.
那他就在放弃了他家乡的一切，然后去到尼泊尔，在那边七八年了。
In a sense, late 20s, 30s, in a sense, it's the best years of their life.
在他的二十尾劳三十岁左右呢，是他生命当中最好的时光。
And after hearing his story, I asked him, "How can you say yes to give all that up? You were an engineer, you studied a degree, and you gave it all up. How could you say yes to be coming over here?"
然后我就问，听了他的故事，我就问他，你怎么可以愿意去放弃所有的一切，你的学识，你的背景等等的一切，然后来到这里。
And I will never forget his answer.
然后我永远忘不了他的答案。
And he told me, Sean.
他就说 ，Sean.
After all that God has done for us.
当我了解神为我做的一切之后。
After all that God has done for me, he said.
当神所为我所做的一切。
How can I say no?
我怎么能说不呢?
I thought, wow. I asked him, how can he say yes to God to give up everything to come? And he asked me back, after all that God has done for me, how can I say no?
我问他，你怎么可以为神来愿意放弃所有的一切？然后他却问回我，我怎么能够不愿意？当我了解神为我做的一切之后。
When we truly encounter the cross, we cannot help but to go all in.
当我们真正经历十字架的时候，我们必然全然投入。
I know sitting here, many of you have.Done similar things.
那我相信你们当中呢也做过很多同类似的事。
Some of you chose not to migrate and stay here to serve the will of God.
你们当中有些人愿意不去移民而在这里服事。
Some of you maybe turn down lucrative job opportunities because you feel that that's not honoring to God.
你们呢当中也有些人拒绝了一些很吸引人的工作，是因为觉得那个不荣耀神。
Maybe some of you choose to.To forgo certain self-seeking lifestyle and hobbies.
然后也或者当中有些人已经牺牲了取悦自己的一些生活方式。
Maybe some of you sacrifice your time, your weekend, so that you can serve God and love people.
又或者呢，你们牺牲你们自己的周末时间来服侍神。
Maybe some of you chose to stay single and to be devoted to God.
那你们当中也有些人决定单身来服侍神。
Whatever it is, I want to encourage you that when we know what God has done for us, it's a reasonable sacrifice.
当我们真正了解神为我们做的事情之后，这些牺牲呢，都是合理的。
Let us maybe stand to your feet and let me pray for you.
让我们一起站起来为你祷告。
I want to invite you to close your eyes.
让我们闭起我们的眼睛。
I'm going to pray for you, and later on, Pastor Joseph will help you, would walk us through communion.
我会为你祷告，然后等一下 Pastor Joseph 会来带领我们领圣餐。
Let's just close our eyes and open up our hearts to God.
让我们闭起我们眼睛，打开我们的心房。
God, this year as we start 2025.
神啊，当我们开始这2025年。
We want to learn from the life of Nicodemus.
我们要如尼可德慕的生命一般。
To help us see that whatever we do, whatever good that we do, it is a good thing, but it is never enough to enter the kingdom of God.
让我们了解，不管我们做再多好事，都不会让我们能够进入神的国度。
It's not about how good we do, or not about how bad we do.
不是我们做的多好或者多坏。
But it's about how good you are.
而是你有多好。
Break our mindset of works and break our mindset of doing things to want to earn your approval.
打破我们对于这些我们需要努力工作才得到你认同的这个思维。
Help us to receive your word, to look and to believe.
让我们呢能够接受你的话语，去看见，去相信。
To repent and to open up our hearts.
让我们悔改，还有打开我们的心。
Open up our spirit so that your spirit can do a transformation work in us.
打开我们的灵，所以圣灵能够来到我们当中，改变我们。
God is reborn and not religion.
让我们重生，而不是宗教。
Father, I pray, God, that your spirit will begin to work in our hearts.
所以圣灵来到我们当中来工作。
You will change us.
改变我们。
You will open up and break up our pride.
你会打开我们，然后医治我们的骄傲。
You will restore us. You will heal us of our hurt.
你会恢复我们，然后治愈我们的伤痛。
And you will take away our shameful past.
你会带走我们的耻辱。
You will bring confidence and courage and to overcome our fear and insecurity.
你带给我们信心，然后让我们克服这些不安全感。
Tomorrow, as we start prayer and fasting, help us, God, to encounter you.
当我们明天开始进食祷告的时候，让我们与你相遇。
God, we thank you because you want to meet with us.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你来到我们当中。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，奉靠主耶稣的名。
And amen.